Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The circumstances surrounding a man's death in Perth's northeast is being investigated by police and it's being treated as suspicious. His body was found near Marlborough Road in Swanview around 11 a.m. Police hope the arrest of a Perth man over horrific sex crimes more than 30 years ago will bring closure to the victims. The 54-year-old is accused of sexually assaulting two women in separate attacks in 1990 and 91. In both cases, he allegedly threatened them with a knife. Detective Sergeant Greg Dowding says the arrest follows a DNA breakthrough.
He has been charged with two counts of each: aggravated sexual assault, deprivation of liberty, and threats to kill.
A man remains in a critical condition after being stabbed in South Perth. The 35-year-old suffered 7 wounds in the alleged incident yesterday on Canning Highway. A 20-year-old man has faced court where he's been remanded in custody. The parents of a young Perth footballer say they'll dedicate their lives to improving road safety. 18-year-old Nick Campo died on Saturday night after the vehicle he was in crashed in North Lake. The driver has since been charged. More trouble for the CFMEU, with Labor's national executive cutting ties and blocking donations from its construction division. The party is distancing itself from the union in most states except WA, following allegations of criminal links in the Victorian branch. But Deputy Premier Rita Saffiotti says those claims aren't happening here.
Well, I think the difference is we haven't seen or heard of the same behaviour. That's the key.
In sport, success for Brisbane, with the AFL Appeals Board throwing out Charlie Cameron's rough conduct ban, meaning he's free to play for the Lions this weekend. West Coast is flying to Melbourne for this weekend's match against St Kilda. Interim coach Jared Schofield says Archer Reid could make his debut.
We're coming off a six-day break and we have got some banged up boys. At the end of the day, if he doesn't play, it's a great experience for him to be a part of the group.
And Fremantle has named Alex Pearce in the extended squad for Sunday's match against Melbourne at Optus Stadium.